ان الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور انفسنا ومن سيئات اعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له واشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له واشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله هو الذي ارسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله وكفى بالله شهيدا فصلى الله عليه وعلى اله واصحابه وسلم تسليما كثيرا اما بعد عباد الله اوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله عباد الله اتقوا الله يا ايها الذين امنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن الا وانتم مسلمون يا ايها الذين امنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله ان الله خبير بما تعملون يا ايها الذين امنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم اعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما Praise be to Allah. We seek His help and His forgiveness. We seek refuge with Allah from the evil of our own souls and our bad deeds. Whomsoever Allah guides will never be led astray. And whomsoever Allah leaves astray, no one can guide. I bear witness that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah alone without partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is his slave and messenger. It is Allah who sent his messenger with the guidance and the way of life of truth, that he may make it prevail over all other ways of life. And Allah is sufficient as a witness. Peace and blessings of Allah be upon our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, his progeny and his companions. Rabbi shrah li sadri وَيَسِّرْ لِي أَمْرِي وَحْلُلْ عُقْدَةً مِّن لِّسَانِي يَفْقَهُ قَوْلِي Inshallah, in today's khutbah, I intend to remind myself and you about some of the noble attributes of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, attributes that we learn from the Quran and from the Prophet's noble seerah. Seerah is the study of the Prophet's life and all that is related to him. Studying the seerah is very important. There are several good reasons why we should study seerah. Some of these are to understand the Quran, to develop the love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in our hearts, to appreciate the sacrifices he made for his ummah, and to learn about his exemplary character so as to follow in his footsteps. The uniqueness of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is that he was not only a great person in his own time, but he is great for all times, for all people of any race, color, nationality, or geographical location. His example was good for the 7th century Arabia, and it is good also for humanity living now at the beginning of this 21st century. He is an excellent example for rich and poor, for young and old, for rulers and ruled, for the intelligent as well as the common man. Allah sent him as his prophet for all humanity. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Saba, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وما أرسلناك إلا كافة للناس بشيرا ونذيرا ولكن أكثر الناس لا يعلمون. And we have sent you to all people to be a bearer of good news as well as a warner, but most people do not know. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam practiced what he preached. He followed and lived the Quran at every moment in every detail of his life. His life was the reflection of Allah's words. In fact, when the Prophet's wife, Aisha radiallahu anha, was asked about his conduct, she replied, "Kana khuluquhu al-Qur'an." His character was the Qur'an. Addressing his beloved Prophet, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Qalam, "وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَى خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ." And you are surely on an exalted standard of character. Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was guided by revelation in his personal life, his character and social interactions become prime examples of moral conduct for Muslims until the last day. Allah asks us to follow his model. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُ اللَّهَ وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرَ وَذَكَرَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. The Messenger of Allah is an excellent model for those of you who put your hope in Allah and the last day and remember Allah very often. What are some of the attributes of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam? The morality of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was not restricted to just a few moral attributes, but included diverse traits and aspects of life. He was not only kind, compassionate, caring, generous and humble, but also strong, brave, eloquent, wise and insightful. He was a great planner, organizer and thinker. Yet he was also a man of faith, trust and devotion to Allah. He was involved and active with his family and community, but he did not neglect his prayers, fasting and devotion to Allah. Actually, he prayed so much that no one prayed like him. He was exemplary as a teacher, preacher, imam, leader, statesman, judge, commander of the armies, as well as a husband, a father, a grandfather, a businessman, a neighbor, and a friend. Before he received the honor of prophethood, he was known among the people of Mecca as Al-Sadiq Al-Amin, the most honest and trustworthy person. He kept this character throughout his life. He never ever broke a pledge or a promise. Even his enemies could not accuse him of being dishonest. He was the most humble person. He used to mingle with the poor and sit with them. He stopped people standing up for him. He used to sit wherever there was a place available in an assembly and never sought a prominent or elevated place for himself. The newcomer sometimes would not know who the prophet was among the people. When he entered the city of Makkah as a conqueror leading a big army, he entered in a most humble manner. In a unique demonstration of humility, his forehead was touching the saddle of his camel. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the most merciful person. Allah called him a mercy to the worlds. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. And we have not sent you except as a mercy to the worlds. He was merciful to his family, followers, friends, and even enemies. He was merciful to young and old, to humans, and even to animals. Those who persecuted him in Mecca and killed his relatives and his followers were forgiven by him when they were defeated in the battles and brought as captives. He did not ever take revenge or retaliated. He was the most forgiving person. Praising the Prophet's attribute of mercy, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِتُّمْ حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ. A messenger has come to you from among yourselves. Your suffering distresses him. He is deeply concerned for you and full of kindness and mercy towards the believers. Constancy and consistency were a very important aspect of the Prophet's moral behavior. Once he established some good way of practice, he used to follow it and adhere to it always. He used to say, "The dearest deed to Allah is the one that is performed regularly, even if it was a little." Throughout the 23 years of his mission, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam sought the way to spiritual freedom and liberation. He received revelation step by step in the midst of the circumstances of life, as if the Most High was conversing with him in history for eternity. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam listened to him, spoke to him, and contemplated his signs day and night. He prayed while the world of humans slept. He invoked God while others lost hope. He remained patient and steadfast in the face of adversity. His deep spirituality had freed him from the prison of the self. And freed from his own self, he neglected nobody's self. His presence was a refuge. He loved, he forgave. Every day he begged God to forgive his own failings and shortcomings, even though he was masoom. When a man or a woman came to him, burdened with a mistake, however serious, he received that soul and showed him or her the way to forgiveness, to God's gentle protection. He covered other people's mistakes from the sight of others while teaching everyone the need for personal rigor and discipline. He was able to express love and spread it around him. His wives were gratified by his presence, tenderness and affection, and his companions loved him intensely. He gave and offered his presence, his smiles, his very being. He had listened to women in the society who often experienced denials of their rights, exclusion and ill treatment. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam conveyed to women the twofold requirement of spiritual training and of asserting a femininity that is not imprisoned in the mirror of men's gaze or alienated with unhealthy relationships of power or seduction. In the light of spiritual teachings, he guided the women to assert themselves, to express themselves, and claim the real freedom of heart and conscience. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam loved children with their innocence and gentleness. He kissed them. He carried them on his shoulders and he played with them, reaching toward their innocence. Everybody loved, cherished, and respected the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam because his demanding personality enabled him to transcend, to go beyond his ego and give himself. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam carried a universal message both in the experience of love present throughout his life and in his reminders to people of the need to adhere to a universal ethics that transcends divisions, affiliations, and rigid identities. He was the beloved of God and an example among humans. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to follow his example. اللهم آمين أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ثم أما بعد. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم advocated and demonstrated that justice is a condition for peace, and kept insisting that one cannot experience the taste of equity if one is unable to respect the dignity of individuals. He set slaves free and recommended that Muslims pledge to do so constantly. The faith community of believers had to be a community of free humans. Revelation showed him the way. He never ceased to give particular attention to slaves, the poor, and the lowly in society. He invited them to assert their dignity, to demand their rights, and to get rid of any feeling of inferiority. The message was a call for religious, social, and political liberation. In the presence of God, nothing could justify discrimination, social injustice, or racism. All those who study Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam's life, regardless of personal religious belief, can derive teachings from his seerah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to humankind with a message of faith, ethics, and hope, in which the Supreme Being reminds all people of his presence, his requirements, and the final day of return and encounter. Strangely enough, events that took place in 7th century Arabia have much to teach us about the events of our time and their underlying significance. Far more, in fact, than the superficial sound bites of politicians. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was not trying to impose religious orthodoxy. He was not much interested in metaphysics or philosophy, except to change people's hearts and minds. He called the prevailing spirit of the time Jahiliyyah, understood as time of ignorance. That is the pre-Islamic period in Arabia. But as recent research shows, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam used the term Jahiliyyah to refer not to an historical era, but to a state of mind that caused violence and terror in 7th century Arabia. This is much in evidence today in the West as well as in the Muslim world. At the close of his mission, in the plain lying at the foot of Jabal al-Rahmah, Mount of Mercy, men and women of all races, cultures and colors, rich and poor, were present and listened to his message, which stressed, "The best among you is the best toward people." When we claim to love someone, we need to learn more about that person. And this is especially true about Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Loving the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is ibadah. It's a part of iman. In a well-known hadith, The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, none of you will attain true faith until you love me more than your parents, your children, and the whole world. What does it mean? It means that you are willing to give up your desires, to follow the example, to follow the way of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, which means preferring him over everyone and everything. In fact, the ayah 31 of Surah Ali Imran makes following the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam a condition for loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The ayah says, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Say, if you love God, follow me, and God will love you and forgive you your sins. God is most forgiving, most merciful. Just to conclude, let us invoke blessings upon the noblest and the greatest of all souls ever to be born till the end of times. The invocation of blessing upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is so central for Muslims that it might said to be the only act that is performed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the angels and the human beings. For as the Quran says, Inna Allaha wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammadin kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammadin kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma a'inna ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik. Allahumma alhimna rushdana wa a'idhna min shururi anfusina. Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqan warzuqna ittiba'ah wa arina al-batila batilan warzuqna ijtinabah. Allahumma waffiqna lima tuhibbu wa tarda warhamna bi rahmatika al-wasi'a ya arhamar rahimin. Rabbana لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. وصلى الله على خير خلقه محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. وأقم الصلاة إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون.